Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakawi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you much.
It's a pleasure to be with you again. And today, we want to discuss a very important topic that has to be balanced, and that is parental involvement in a teenager's life. What do you think? How much important is it for a parent to get involved in teenager's life?
Yes, thank you. It's a very difficult situation for parents who want their children to do what they like or what they think is correct. And children, especially teenagers, they want to become independent. They want to become, especially from their parents, they want to say they. For example, there's a lot of peer pressure also. There are children, there are people around them who are making fun of them. Your parents are always, you know, micromanaging your things. They find people
exactly.
laughing at them.
Like
or
your
joking.
Mama's boy, or your mama's girl.
So this is something which is there, especially internally. Also, the teenagers want to. They feel they want to become independent. They want to stand up on their own feet, make their own decisions, take their own decisions, and do what they want. So basically, on the other hand, parents are very much concerned with what's happening, and they feel very much stressed themselves if they find their children, their teenagers, doing things which are not appropriate.
Right.
So, number one, of course, they need what we always say that teenager that age has to be is a very sensitive age. If we want to, we should have done something to prevent that situation arising where now there's this conflict.
Right.
Where there's tension between the between parents and children, teenagers. It should have been taken care of before that friendship and that, you know, level of confidence and trust.
All
should
right.
have been developed before that, previously, at an earlier age. Where the child was ready to listen to you more, now that he's past 14, 15 especially.
Ready to become an adult now.
And now he's, or she's becoming an adult or has become an adult. And of course, as we always say, this generation gap, I mean, the generation gap between us and our parents was not so wide as it is now.
No, unfortunately.
And in the future, it will become wider.
Right.
So, I mean, this is something which is happening. So we need to bridge that gap at an early age. And so we need to work together as parents. We should be able to work together. And we should be have confidence in each other also. That is very important. Otherwise, we cannot manage the teenagers. We need to be talking to each other as parents how to manage these things. Maybe a carrot and stick policy would be required. One of the parents takes a hard line. The other takes a softer line maybe. Or maybe both of them take a hard, it depends on the situation. So, number one. Number two, we need to understand that in any sort of, you know, management, if you start micromanaging things, we will never get things done because micromanaging.
We won't achieve the outcome as desired. That's very important now, and it's becoming interesting. We'll ask you about that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about parent involvement in a teenager's life, which is in itself a very complex topic, as every parent-teen relationship is different. However, there are some general guidelines that can be helpful in understanding how much parent involvement is appropriate for a teenager. Professor, you were saying that this micromanagement of parents does not always lead to that desired outcome. Why?
As I was saying, that it's not true for any sort of management. I mean, in any sort of management, you need to motivate your subordinates, especially your children, your family members, to carry out things of their through their free will, because of their free will. They should be doing it because they feel it is right. They should be doing something right, which is because they know that it is right. And they want to do something which is right. They're not forced to do it. Then they will learn to do the right thing on the right at the right time and in the right way. Otherwise, if you're forcing them to do things, they will always be under the impression that, look, we're doing it for the sake of our parents, for this, but because he's saying so, I need to, you know, either respect them or just to do it because they say so. I mean, I won't be doing it on through my own free will. It will be something which will be forced upon me. So the moment that pressure is released, the moment I'm out of that situation, I will do as I wish.
Right.
So I will never learn to do the right thing at the right time. Even if my parents are going to tell me what to eat all the time, what to wear,
where to go, where not to go.
So we need to, the involvement should be, we should teach them what is right, what is wrong.
Right.
And tell them set example by practicing what is right and what is desisting from what is wrong.
Right.
Tell them what is right, what is, and do it in front of them, show them how to do it. Now you can't force them to do it, especially teenagers. Yes, there was a time when you would have to order your child 7 years of age, you need to order him to pray.
Right.
But a 14-year-old child, you can't order him. Make him do it of his own free will.
Right.
He should love doing what he's doing. He should like what he's doing. He should be motivated. He should feel that it is for the sake of Allah that I need to do it. For my own betterment, it's needed. Not just because my parents are saying so.
Now, this teenager is not able to accept things which are forced upon him. And in our Asian cultures, like in our countries, like that of India and Pakistan, we have mothers who have this habit of doing each and every small, minute thing. For them, the teenagers never grow up. They see them as very small children all the time, all throughout their lives. Even when they are like marrying, I have seen that personally. Mothers take care of very single thing. And then these boys, especially, develop the problems in their relationship with their wives because they are very least responsible here. We will discuss more about this, how much parent involvement is necessary for a teenage development, after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Ya muqiyal khayrat, يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us understand how much parent involvement is necessary in a teenager's life, which is different in each parent-teen relationship. And there are some of the guidelines. Professor is helping us to understand how this relationship could be better, how this involvement could be balanced.
Involvement is very important. It's not the important thing to know is that we need to be involved. We need to be concerned. We need to be able to guide our children towards what is right and guide them towards what is wrong and make them stop doing it. Even minor things, it should be a matter of our concern. There's no doubt, because they are indicators of ourselves. They indicate to the society who we are. They are what we are. So we should be concerned that if they are not doing, if they are not showing a good example, it will reflect upon us. There's no doubt about that. But we need to take care of that in a better way. We need to be concerned, but how should we show that concern? That is important.
Right.
So by all the time budging into what they're doing and stopping them when they're doing, when you, for example, something wrong is being done, if you stop, if it's something harmful being done, so you need to stop it. But it's not something harmful. It's okay if it's done improperly, let it be done. I mean, for example, you expect your child to, you know, to take care of his own clothes, wash them, or maybe put them in the right place, or you know, be able to put them in the drawer in a proper way, in a very organized way.
Be organized.
But you see, he's not doing so. Let him do it. Then afterwards, in another way, in another session, in another environment, somehow, you know, indirectly even, tell him to do something which should be done, or should lead a story, or tell a story, or talk about it in an indirect way. So he or she does not feel that I'm being, you know, put to a test or a trial or a question. I'm being questioned, or I'm being scolded for it. It should be done in a way that it is subtle. It is in a way that is polite, and it is somehow kind. And he realizes that my parents are being loving to me. They want to show me what to do properly. So I mean, the feeling should develop in the child, or in any subordinate, as the case may be, that whatever is being told is being told for the sake of my benefit, for my being a better person, a better human being. So that is important.
Right.
So we need to take that golden principle into our minds, that whatever we need to teach our children, we need to teach them by example. Number two, by setting rules and regulations as a whole, and not directly focusing our scolding or our telling them off, or you know, it shouldn't
forcing
be
that
forcing
you mentioned
that
in the beginning. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was so important. And so, as parents, we should be realizing that our teenagers are actually now growing into adults, and this process involves developing their own identity and making their own decisions. So we should give them a kind of space, and they're actually in the stage of growing, maturing, and they need support from their parents, not things that they should that we will be forcing upon them, actually. So in general, parents have to be open and supportive in their relationship with children. They should allow the child to make decisions on their own as well, and take responsibility of their own actions, because tomorrow they will have to be answerable in front of Allah for their own actions, themselves, not you as parents. Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big. big and small.